Have you ever heard of the competition, the Eurovision Song Contest?
Oh, yeah. That's the big one. Oh, that's the big one. That's the one that ABBA won, and it was that's the hugest one in the world.
Okay, apparently so. And I saw, did you see the Eurovision Song Contest movie with Will Ferrell?
No.
Like 5 years ago?
No.
It was like a spoofy movie?
Yeah,
like
very spoofy, okay. And he was in a very ABBA-like group. And okay, I saw that movie and didn't look into the competition. I guess
you thought it was a fake competition?
Well, after I saw the movie, someone said, you know, that's a real competition. But I didn't do a deep dive on, yeah, who's won it. And but yes, it's long before American Idol and The Voice and all that. They have had this now. This year was the 69th.
Yes, and it's a big deal when your country wins it. Like, it's a big thing about national pride. And
yes, and it's a Euro deal, and it's all they talk about over there, apparently. It's a very big deal. Well, we have a winner this year, and I'll give you the finalist, because I think some of these songs are absolute bangers. This, I do believe, finished in the top five, I believe fifth, Italy. This is Lucio Corsi with a song that's pretty hard to pronounce, Volevo Usare Un Duro.
I think you nailed it.
Nailed it. Here we go.
Che non gli importa del futuro, un robot, un lottatore di sumo.
Big language.
Uno spaccino in fuga da un cane lupo alla stazione di volo. Una gallina dalle uova d'oro. Però non sono nessuno. Non sono nato con.
All of these songs will stick with you. They're really well done. This guy has an orchestra with him. He's sitting down at a piano.
I thought he was going to like sing Emmett Smith's name or Bill Parcells' name.
No, but it's good. I really like the song. He's got the full orchestra with him.
Where does this show originate? London?
Well, it's held at the... Now it's held at whoever wins. So last year, apparently, the winner was from Switzerland.
Okay.
That's where it was this year. Okay, so that's Team Italy, and they did not win. Or he did not win. Of all these I've heard, I think Sweden should have won, and they had the home stage advantage, I guess. This is Bara... Bada Bastu by Kaj. These guys are great. One of them looks like Kip Dynamite.
Naja.
Glocken slår, nu är det dags. All bekymmer var försvinner strax. Bästa båten.
And this is very Sprockets.
Vet din vårvärme lika bra. Som tango med Arja Sayonma. Rixi.
Audience is going crazy. But they didn't win. And that's a banger, I think. Bada Bada Bastu by Kaj. So that's from Sweden. Estonia had, I think, the best name in the competition, Tommy Cash, with Espresso Macchiato.
Are you related to Johnny?
I don't know.
Or Dave.
Or Cold Hard. The end.
You should order your drink like this today.
This is a guy who doesn't know the language, just throwing in whatever words he knows from it.
There we go.
Okay, I'm kind of out on this one.
Again, I think it's catchy, though. You can at least give it that.
The first one was the best so far to me.
Okay.
Espresso macchiato.
Thank you. Thank you. This guy coming into your coffee shop order, and you're like, dude, just say the word. You don't have to do the song every time.
That's Estonia. Again, a top five finisher, but not the winner. This is Israel's entrance, and apparently this was controversial. There were people voting against them. I guess they had Palestinian protesters outside because of Yuval Rafael, who sang A New Day Will Rise.
And even if you say goodbye, you'll never go away. You are the rainbow in my sky, my colors in the gray, my only wish upon a star.
Does she have a great voice?
Sunshine in the day.
Mm-hmm.
The only song that my piano ever plays. And even if you say goodbye, you'll always be around to lift me up and take me high. Keep my feet close to the ground. Are you proud of me tonight? Dreams are coming true. I choose the light, nothing to lose if I lose you. New day will rise, life will go on. Everyone cries, don't cry alone. Darkness will fade, all the pain will go by. But we will stay, even if you say goodbye. And let me see.
Man, I think that's great. Didn't win, but that was Team Israel. And Yuval Rafael. This is the winner from Austria. A song called Wasted Love.
I'm an ocean of love, and you're scared of water. You don't want to go under, so you let me go under. I reach out my hand, but you watch me grow distant. Drift out to the sea and far away in an instant. You left me in the deep end.
Doesn't that sound like Gordo's Church Lady?
Thank you!
Yes. Well, what do you think of the voice?
It's driving me crazy.
Okay. Well, here's the amazing thing. That is a dude. That is JJ.
This is a
I've
guy.
Always been okay. Amazed by Gordo singing like this, but listen to this, how high this guy's voice is.
I guarantee you a lot of people just had a Billy Gilman moment right now. I guarantee you people thought that was a woman. You were the only one.
Including Gordo.
Now everyone's questioning everything about
themselves.
The Billy
Gilman moment isn't just thinking it's a woman. It's thinking that it's a hot woman. And I didn't think this was a hot woman.
I will guarantee you a lot of people hearing that thought it was a hot woman.
No. Stop trying to force your mistake onto others.
It's because my mistake is now shared by the world.
Isn't that amazing, though, that a guy can sing that high?
I don't know if I can do that anymore.
You can do this if you have a very well-developed falsetto.
All right, let's hear it, Daddy.
Mine used to be,
that note
not
right
anymore.
There. That note right there.
I was a classically trained singer.
I think they're using auto-tune now. I know. Everyone's doing it, though.
That may be outlawed in this competition. Where's the drop?
We kind of need to quit with drops.
It does trace back to this show. He's 24 years old. And just that, the fooler of, wonder what she looks like. And the Gordo, until I heard this weekend, this is the... Gordo was always the... I could not believe a guy could sing that high, but... JJ has outdone you, and he has won the Eurovision Song Contest.
Wow.
That is this year's winner.
So that's the greatest song in the world right now.
I guess so. Hmm. And I thought some of those, like the Sweden song, I thought was better. But maybe it was just the party trick that he would go out on stage and sing like that, and everyone would just sit there in astonishment that they're listening to this dude sing that high.
Raisin! Gosh!
Yeah, do we have a longer example of Gordo singing? That's all we have.
I wish that I had recorded that when I was younger to see how high I could have actually gotten.
You don't have to hit the high notes, but that was going to be my suggestion, was for Summer Chill that you do this song.
There's no way. No way. It's like love. A whole octave higher than I can sing.
It's the biggest song in the world right now.
Wasted Love. It's not that great.
You can
that first
do most
one was awesome.
Of it. Play the beginning of it. You can do this beginning part. Listen to this. You can hit this.
Scared of water.
So you let me go. There's something hypnotizing about the song too.
I know you sing along to Billie Eilish, Gordon. You can hit that.
I don't sing along to Billie Eilish.
Reverb on it, it'll sound great.
What does this dude look like?
I'll show you a picture here.
Does he look like Nate Newton or something?
That's a little bit like Junior Seau.
Yeah.
That's Manti Te'o.
You pass him on the street, you'd have no idea he could sing like this.
After,
see? You can do it.
Jeez.
It does sound like the woman who sits behind you in church, though, that...
Sandra, the singing church lady.
Yeah, tries to really hit those notes.
840 to the bar.
Yes, please.
Wow, it's in the same key. That's kind of odd.
Yeah, how about that? So there you go, Eurovision. If you didn't know what it is.
The biggest competition in the world.
Biggest competition ever, and JJ from Austria is your champion.
And all those P1s who've laughed at me for years about the Billy Gilman incident, which I admit is hilarious, now you know what I was thinking, because I bet you got fooled too just 5 minutes ago.
Dave Lane is having PTSD right now.
Why is that?
His Hansen incident.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
It happens, man. It happens.
Dave.